Okay, welcome to the POV, that's point of view, lesson four, the power of reading. Now again, I'm going to tell the same story about Filbert the monkey. We're going to have two points of view. One is going to start with since 2002, and the other one will be in the future. So let's start with the first one. Are you ready? You feel good? You're smiling? Standing tall? Shoulders back? Deep breath, let's do it! Since 2002, since the year 2002, Filbert has enjoyed shooting mosquitoes with his gun. He has liked to shoot mosquitoes with his gun since 2002. In 2001, did Filbert enjoy shooting mosquitoes? No, he didn't. Not in 2001. In 2001 and before, he never shot mosquitoes. But since 2002, he has liked to shoot mosquitoes with his gun. He has loved it, in fact. Since 2002, Filbert the monkey has loved to shoot mosquitoes with his gun. From 2002 right up until almost now. During that whole time. So since 2002, he has enjoyed shooting mosquitoes. And since 2002, he has practiced every day. In fact, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night, he has practiced shooting mosquitoes every day since 2002. Since 2003, he has had total competence with his rifle, with his big long gun. Since when? Since 2003, he has had total competence. He has had total competence with his rifle. Since 2003, he has had what? Since 2003, he has had total competence with his rifle. Now, of course, shooting mosquitoes is a very demanding, tough thing to do. It's very difficult. So, he has practiced constantly shooting mosquitoes with his rifle. Now, Filbert the monkey has also been a very well-read monkey for many years. For many years, he has read philosophy books. Every day, reading about philosophy and shooting his gun at the same time. Read, read. He has been a very well-read monkey. Probably since 2001. Since 2001, he has been a very well-read monkey. Something happened recently. He started to read books by the Dalai Lama. He read books by the Dalai Lama constantly. And then something else happened. He subconsciously learned the philosophy of the Dalai Lama. And he changed. Filbert the monkey changed. Why did he change? Because he read a lot of books by the Dalai Lama of Tibet. How did he change? Well, he became very peaceful. Because he read a lot of books by the Dalai Lama of Tibet, he became very peaceful. And he decided to never kill again. He threw his gun into the river, and he said, "I will never kill again." Filbert the monkey became a very peaceful, loving monkey. The end. Okay, now, you probably noticed again, there was a change. It happens in most of these stories that begin with since 2002 or since something. And the change happened when I said he started to read books by the Dalai Lama, right? That happened. It was a sudden thing. It was at one point in time he started. You can't continually start something, right? You start it, it happens, and then it's done. You finish starting. Now you're doing it. So in one point of time, he started reading books by the Dalai Lama. He changed. He became a peaceful monkey. He decided to never kill again. He threw his gun in the river. He became a peaceful monkey. All right. You don't need to think about it any more than that. Just notice the change. Notice when it happens. That's all. Keep listening. Okay, next, let's do our future point of view. So the future point of view, we kind of imagine that I'm talking about something that will happen in the future. Maybe I'm imagining this story and I say, oh, this is a future story. This is what will happen in the future. Maybe I'm predicting the future. Doesn't matter, but mainly the point of view is the future, in the future. In the future, there will be a monkey. He'll like to shoot mosquitoes. What'll his name be? His name will be Filbert. His name will be Filbert. Filbert the monkey will love to shoot mosquitoes with his gun, with his rifle. In fact, he'll have total competence with that rifle. He'll be excellent with that rifle. He'll have total, complete competence with the rifle. Now, of course, shooting mosquitoes is very demanding. It's very tough. It's very difficult. So, he'll practice every day. He's gonna practice in the morning. He's gonna practice in the afternoon. He's gonna practice in the evening. He's gonna practice at night. He's gonna practice constantly because it's so demanding to shoot mosquitoes. Now, of course, he's not only going to shoot mosquitoes. He's gonna be a well-read monkey also. He'll be a very well-read monkey. He'll read a lot of philosophy books. Especially books by the Dalai Lama of Tibet. He's going to read a lot of books by the Dalai Lama. And because of this, he's going to subconsciously learn the philosophy of the Dalai Lama of Tibet. He'll learn about the peaceful philosophy of the Dalai Lama. He'll learn about compassion and not killing. And so one day, he'll decide to never kill again. He's going to throw his gun in the river and he's going to say, I will never kill again. I am now a peaceful monkey. And of course, he will be. He will become a very peaceful, loving, kind-hearted monkey. The end. That's the end of our future point of view story. Once again, so easy, right? Just listen. Just listen for my pronunciation. Listen how I make little changes. When I change the point of view, I make small changes to the vocabulary. I say, oh, oh, oh. I say, gonna, gonna, gonna. And that's all. You don't need to think about a bunch of grammar rules. Throw away your damn grammar book. Get rid of that textbook. Just listen to these stories again and again. Remember, deep learning. You're going to listen to this same story every day for 7 days, maybe over the course of 2 weeks. Maybe more, I don't know. But you're going to learn it deeply. You're going to get this repetition again and again and again. And then in the next lesson, again, again, again. And the next lesson, again, again, again. And soon, you will learn this grammar subconsciously. That's what we're doing. That's the purpose of these stories, to learn this grammar subconsciously. So all you need to do is listen and enjoy the stories. Okay, I will see you next time. That's the end of the POV lesson 4, The Power of Reading. And by the way, one last homework assignment. Go find some easy novels, easy children's novels. Goosebumps, Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I don't care. Go buy some. Get on Amazon and find some and start reading. Read every day for fun. Read something easy. Read something fun. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.